Our lesson title this morning is To Thank the Lord, and our lesson comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 today. And when we look at this history behind this passage, David gives this psalm to Asaph and his brother and his brethren to thank the Lord. Now, this is after he has got the ark back where it belongs. The Ark of the Covenant had been gone, had been stolen by the Philistines, had been started to brought back to Jerusalem, and wasn't brought back the way God had told him to handle it. And had some mistakes. Somebody touched it. Oxen tripped. Somebody lost their life because people weren't following what God had asked them to do. David finally gets it where he wants to put it before Solomon built the temple. And he says, I want to give some thanks. Last week we talked about having God and having God in our hearts, and really how God is love. And having love in our hearts is having God in our hearts. Well, once we understand that, and we knew that after that lesson last week, and we're all happy about it, now we got to thank the Lord about it. And that's how the lesson came about a little bit. To thank the Lord. If I was to ask you 50% of the time, 75% of the time, 25% of the time, how easy is it for us to be thankful to the Lord? Now, each and every one of us would have a little bit different, you know. We got in the habits for some reason watching Family Feud, you know. So the top five answers, you know, would be, how easy is it to thank the Lord? Well, or what keeps us from thanking the Lord, the top five answers? We're too busy. We don't recognize how great He is and what He has done for us. We don't recognize it's good for us to thank Him. It's all we, right? We forget about God. We forget about the love of God. We forget about having God in our heart. We get busy with life. Life's good. David, a king, one of the most prominent kings ever to walk the face of the earth, recognizes when God is with him and God is around. This is what he tells people that they should be doing. And for us to remember these things. The other thing, you know, Brother Brad picked out some great songs this morning. Thank you for that. And they align with the lesson. But you know what? As we read these passages this morning, you're going to find out that a whole bunch of our songs are titled and have themes based on this passage of Scripture. On this one spot that King David wrote thousands of years ago. We still sing about it today. We're still inspired about it. It still reminds us to this day. Because it's truth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. How do you give thanks to the Lord? Well, that's the neat thing about the Bible is it just doesn't say do this, do that. It explains it after the fact. God is so great in helping us understand Him, but our hearts have to be open to that. Our hearts have to be open to God helping us thank Him correctly and understanding how to do that. Because you know what? If I'm in it for just what I can get out of my relationship with God, I'm in it for the wrong reason. You really don't have God or love in your heart. You're following after yourself. And we struggle all with that daily. Even those of us that have been walking with Jesus for tens of years, decades. That makes us sound old, but we are. It's the way God's made us. But to recognize that we always continue to struggle with ourselves. And following Jesus each and every day of our lives. David says, give thanks to the Lord. How am I going to do that, King David? A man after God's own heart? Call on His name. I'm going to talk to Him. I'm going to make known His deeds among the people. I'm going to tell people how God and Jesus has impacted my life. We are going to tell people that. I'm going to sing. We're going to sing Him songs. We're going to sing to Him. And we're going to sing songs to Him. We're going to talk of His wondrous works. We're going to glory in His holy name. Our hearts are going to rejoice because we're seeking the Lord. We, giving thanks to Him, we're going to seek Him and His strength. I watched something, I can't remember, as a preface of a movie on a DVD Lucas gave me for Christmas, the Gospel of Luke. I started watching that, Gospel of Luke. And one of the guys in one of the movies, he kept saying, "I need you now, God. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. I need you now." And recognizing in our lives, in order to give thanks to the Lord, we need to recognize we need Him now. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and His judgments of His mouth, His truth, His righteousness, His word. It says, "O seed of Israel, His servant, your children of Jacob, His chosen ones." Obviously, at that time, those were the chosen ones. But we, following Jesus and obeying the gospel of Christ, are His chosen ones today. We have multiple examples in God's holy word that being thankful to the Lord is seeking His face. And we have multiple examples in God's holy word where people have run from God. David hid from God at times in his life. Saul hid from God. Solomon made mistakes, hid from God. Jonah hid from God. We're reading about the prophets, the other prophets that have hid from God. Does that mean maybe in our lives we're going to hide from God a little bit? Yes. Yes, there are going to be times in our lives that we want to give up. There's going to be times in our life that we've had enough. There's times in our lives that we feel that we're alone. We have examples in God's holy word, His book of love, that explains to us it's happened before. It's happened since the beginning of time. It'll happen again. Keep your faith. Remain thankful to the Lord. I don't know about you. When I lose a loved one, it's tough for me to remain thankful to the Lord. When somebody's angered me or something has angered me, it's tough to be thankful to the Lord. When somebody hurts me and says something mean, it's tough to remain thankful to the Lord. But all those things happen to us, folks. It's part of life. And David takes this minute to tell all the people, here's how you give thanks to the Lord. And as he continues in Chronicles, it is written, "He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which He has made with Abraham, and His oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, He permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm." What promises has God given us? Our lesson next week is going to be on rewards. Those are the promises of God, our rewards. Brother Brad, thank you for that this morning. That comes out of your lesson. When you said that, I'm like, that is, you know, that's it. That's next week's lesson, rewards. Recognizing our rewards also helps us be thankful. And we recognize that His judgments are in all the earth. and to remember his covenants, no matter where we're at and what we're doing, to follow Jesus, to be reminded. Lucas and I are getting ready to get a couple race cars ready to go for racing this year. And even though I've put multiple race cars together and taken them apart, I'm going to have to rethink the process. Get the measuring tape out. I'm going to have to read a little bit to make sure I do things right. I got a lot of it in memory because I've done it a bunch. But there's going to be some things I'm like, I wonder if that's the best way to do that. I'm going to rethink some things about putting those cars together. I've learned some new things since that. Okay? But every time we put a race car together, there's something a little bit different. This bolt doesn't fit, that bolt doesn't fit. I want to use a different bolt. I want to use a different spring on the throttle. We want to put the seat in a little different. There's just all kinds of things to do different. And it's the same way with us giving thanks to God. Every time we experience things in our lives, okay, we need to recognize that it's changing. It's not the same answer every single time. It's not the same answer as you raise children, is it? Did you give the same exact, some things you do, you know? I had a guy tell me this last week, no is not a bad word. Okay? No is not a bad word. No, I can't do that. No, I won't do that. Now, children, I'm not talking about how you respect and disrespect your parents. Okay? Sometimes we're too busy. We need to say no to the world and yes to Jesus. Okay? To be too busy to be thankful is too busy to spend time with God. I've been blessed. I'm going to be able to spend some more time with God here until I get in our job. I need to be thankful for that. For those of you who don't know, my last day at my other employment was Friday. I'm looking for another job. I'm walking by faith. I'm being thankful in my life for what I've been given. I'm not looking for a castor oil tree, right? Right? To set underneath. God's going to take care of us. God promised these people he would take care of them. The anointed ones. He's promised he will take care of us. Now, the biggest problem we've got, folks, is being patient enough to see and wait for him to take care of us. You know the old saying, Rome wouldn't build a day. That's not out of the Bible. Okay? How many of us get impatient just waiting at a restaurant for our food to come? Well, Kelly and I did. A week or so ago, I went in and sit down for 5 minutes plus, then she got there and we waited for 5 minutes, and then some other people come in and sit down right beside us. Somebody came up and gave menus. I looked at Kelly and said, well, I guess we're not supposed to eat. I didn't say that's providence of God, okay? God's saying something to me, okay? But it was me determining, I'm not going to eat here. You know? So we went down the street and walked in another place and ate there. Had a good evening. It was enjoyable. It didn't ruin our evening. I didn't get on FacePlace and write about it and trash them. I forgive them. Okay? I didn't want to wait there. So, no, I'm not going to eat here. No's not a bad word. We just changed our direction and went the other way and ate right down the street. First time we ever ate there. Good food, too, wasn't it, Kelly? Being thankful, folks, how everything's happened our way. Continuing in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, David says, sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. See, we only think that we had salvation, right? We do, through Jesus, obviously. God saved those people from enemies, from tragedy, from plagues, from famine. His book of love, how he cared for those people. That's the same God that's our God today that we need to be thankful for. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Sister Hannah, we talked about some of this, didn't we, the other night at dinner, Friday night. It's amazing how God's word is active and living in our lives and applies to us. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord. I guess I asked myself this morning, and as I was putting this lesson together, and I asked us, what are we giving to God? Are we giving our time, our thoughts, our talents, our money to God as we ought? How thankful are we to God? Is it possible how we give to God of all of our means is how thankful we are to him, and we recognize how great he is and his majesty? I thought this was unique. Worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. Now, you know, we worship him in spirit and truth, as it is written. But you think God as being beauty and being holy and all those things, but yet David says, worship him in these things. Be beautiful within yourself. Be holy within yourself. Be able to tell Satan, get behind me. I'm trying to think about Jesus. We're all tempted when we gather around this table, folks. Satan wants us to remind us what NASCAR race is on today. Who's starting where? What we're cooking, what we're eating for lunch. What the boss wants us to do. Who cut us off last week. The list can go on and on. Just focusing to be thankful about our salvation and our Savior, folks. Saying, Satan, get behind me. Taking time out to be holy. The beauty of holiness. The beauty of putting yourself in God's hands. Having God. Having the peace that comes from understanding. The world also is firmly established, and it shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen, and praised the Lord. David mentions so many things in this passage. Powerful things, truthful things. Things that will help us, remind us to be thankful. And how to be thankful. We sang some songs that came from this passage this morning. There's a whole bunch more, okay, that are in our songbook. But I ask us to thank the Lord this morning from our hearts and our minds and our souls and all we have. And make sure he is first place in our lives. was wondering how that color looked up there. To thank the Lord. It doesn't take hours and hours to thank the Lord, folks. We've read 36 verses out of 1 Chronicles this morning and talked and reasoned among ourselves a little bit in about 15 minutes. It doesn't take long to thank the Lord. But we need to do it as His children. We need to take time out in our lives to pray to God and to recognize how great He is and how great this earth is and how precious the gift of life is that He's given us. To thank the Lord, we need to give thanks to the Lord. We need to call upon His name. We need to make known His deeds among the people. We need to tell people about God and Jesus. We need to sing to Him. I keep reminding myself, I love to sing, you know. I'll be driving to work and there's something, I'll be praying on the way to work and I start singing. Song will remind me of something, or my prayer will remind me of something. Song will be on my heart. I don't do it every day, but folks, do you ever sing to God outside of worship service? If not, I encourage you to do that. It will be a joy to you and a blessing to Father in heaven, and it'll be a way for you to share thanks. Talk of all His wondrous works. God made this place. God made this world. He's still here and in charge of it. Glory in His holy name. Can you believe that we know who the true and living God is? That's great. That's great. You know, I've met millionaires. I've met big race cars. I guess I don't ever met a movie star or not. Big race car drivers, and met people and all kinds of things, the Holman family and different people in different places. But folks, Drew Brees, you know, sometimes I stood next to people and talked to them about things. None of it is even close to being thankful to know who God is, the creator of this earth, Jesus, our Savior. Glory in His name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Be happy. Be content with whatever state you're in. Rejoice. Rejoice. Seek the Lord in His strength. That's something I'm going to be needing to do this week. And there's strength in patience. And I'm going to be working on that this week. Remember His marvelous works which He has done. Don't forget about God, what He's done for you in His life, where you're at now. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am," right? Sometimes I feel like that in my life. But we are reminded how great He is and how much He does for us. Remember His covenant forever, His promises, His word, His book of love. Don't forget that He tells us how much He cares for us. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know how to get to heaven? Are you following Jesus? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. There's a song that we sing from that. And He is great. And He deserves our praise. Give to the Lord. I know that's a tough one for me to get up here and mention to folks. We struggle with that. We all struggle with giving a good, proper amount of time in our hearts and our thoughts and our money to the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the earth be glad and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. God's in charge. I'm His child. And oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. All these things came from that one chapter, folks. Great principles, great ways for us to give thanks to God. And remember to continue to do so. We are not alone. We have a great God who created us, created this world. He sent a Savior, Jesus, because He loves us. And for us to be thankful for that and recognize what Jesus did for us to save us from our sins, He offers for us to have our sins washed away by his blood. As always, in giving thanks to the Lord, we want to be thankful for that. If you have not come in contact with the blood of Christ and had your sins washed away by being baptized into Christ, we offer that invitation this morning. If you want to be more thankful to the Lord, we pray that you make that commitment this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn.